We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. We are talking Boxing Day, that is December 26th on a Sunday. Yes, Boxing Day. I'm Adam Zadroik, joined by Jordan Cooper and Ryan Belangi. Before we get into the discussion of hopefully what will be a five-game slate, are you looking for NFTs that are both fun and of actual utility? Try So Rare, the largest NFT-based fantasy game. You can collect, trade, and compete with officially licensed digital cards of soccer players from over 180 clubs on So Rare. That's SORARE.com. And this five-game slate, we were just talking before jumping on the call here. I think the biggest question is Everton, as they seemingly have 9 field players, according to Rafa Benitez. So if they get one more positive, it doesn't look like that match will happen. So that'll be in the back of our minds. But otherwise, we're going to try and, you know, just look at the slate as it is, and hopefully nothing will be canceled. But Jordan, biggest favorite of the day, Manchester City, almost 2.5 goals implied total. Start with them, I guess.
Well, I mean, for cash games, I'm not even sure if you need to play any Man City players. I mean, it really depends on how they rotate. So depending on, like, because the problem with Man City is that they don't have a set-piece monopoly taker guy. Like, you'll see Mahrez, you'll see De Bruyne, you'll see Gundogan, you'll see Foden, Grealish, depending on who's in. So it gets spread out enough that I don't prioritize a Man City set-piece taker. And they're all expensive, and pretty much their ceilings are all goal-based, and good luck predicting who scores. I think the values are on some of the other teams. So if you're jamming in value, I think it's more likely that you – it's possible that you don't play any Man City players. It's actually quite possible that you end up playing a Man City defender, if anything, because I think the defender position on this slate is fairly is pretty weak. But I'm in the constructions that I've been building for cash, at least, that I Man City guys are kind of like, if I have money, that's my last piece. But I don't think I'm prioritizing any of them.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. I don't think I could fade De Bruyne in cash. Like some of the City guys are expensive, but De Bruyne seems underpriced. I mean, he was just 10-3. He was 9-9 before that. You know, splitting sets, you know, biggest favorite, highest implied.
He only took one last game.
You know, he doesn't
only took one. It's just that he happened to get on the score sheet that he made it in there. But I mean, from a set piece taking perspective, what's the difference between De Bruyne and Mahrez and Grealish and Sterling and anyone on the team?
No, I mean, not much, but I mean, he'll split them with either Foden or Mahrez, but he has a floor without sets too. I don't know. I think 9K is a good price. Like 10K, yeah, I wouldn't prioritize. 9K, I don't know. I think De Bruyne is one of the first guys in my lineup.
Well, in this situation, so if Foden and Mahrez and De Bruyne all start, do you still have the same thoughts? Because it seems like when those three guys are in the lineup, they all take set pieces.
Yeah. Well, he's still the cheapest out of all of them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I just wouldn't worry about the sets as much, I guess. I guess, you know, formation and lineup, I guess, would be like my biggest consideration if I was going to fade. I guess if you were like sure that he's going to play a deeper role, but I don't know, like if he lines up at forward, like he did against Leeds, I mean, you can't fade that. He has a huge floor with shots and shots assisted too. But yeah, I mean, if Foden and Mahrez both start, yeah, like you can't really count on set pieces. Yeah. I mean, I get
but that's where I'm thinking. I'm not saying that Man City players are not like good players and they're not priced well. It's tough depending on the formation, depending on the squad, like who to prioritize. And I'm more likely to prioritize players at scarcer positions. So to me on this slate, I see two different constructions that you can make. And I'm weird for me to say I'm happier with the non-dinky-do one, because I think that you could get De Bruyne. I think you could play two 8 to 9K level midfielders on the slate if you play two cheaper forwards. And I'm not saying that you have to play. There's one that's a real punt, and there's one that's just underpriced. But it's a much more goal-dependent lineup. Like the standard deviation of that lineup is going to be higher. I think if Mahrez is in, I feel more comfortable with Mahrez in a forward spot. And I lean more towards Tottenham on this slate. I feel more comfortable playing Son at 9,700 than any of the Man City players, only because, you know, if he's going to take almost all their set pieces, like, they are a favorite. Yeah, they're not the biggest favorite. But, you know, 1.72 implied goal total at home against Crystal Palace. I mean, Palace is a much better team than people think they are. But, like, I take a look at Son, and then I take a look at Kane at 6,800. And Kane has the highest anytime goal scoring odds on the slate at minus 125. And, yeah, he's not had the greatest of years. But he plays 90 minutes, and he probably gets 4 or 5 shots off as a floor. Why don't I just want to play Kane and Son in my forward slots and cash? And maybe the conversation comes in the midfield position of, do I play a Man City player or do I play James Ward-Prowse at 8,800? Like, to me, that seems like more of the conversation. And then the conversation becomes, do I play Mahrez if he's in or Son in my forward spot? And if you're going to try to jam in De Bruyne at midfield and Ward-Prowse at midfield and do something with that type of lineup, then you're hoping that the Everton Burnley game plays and you get to play Chris Wood at 3,500, who has what looks like the third highest goal scoring odds, plus 135. The problem is his floor is zero. Like the, right. And he most likely doesn't play 90. So like what type of construction makes me feel better? Do I want to rely on Kane plus Wood?
No.
That's exactly the point. I feel much more comfortable with Son plus Mahrez.
Right.
I can find cheaper defenders and cheaper midfielders to play and then not have to prioritize. I could still probably, even in that lineup, a Mahrez plus Son lineup fit De Bruyne in. But it really depends on what you do in the other slots. But I think there's more available cheap players at the midfield and defender spots than there are in the forward spots. And other than the players that I've mentioned, like I'm not going to pay 10.7 for Martinelli or 9,900 for Saka. I think the Arsenal players are overpriced on this slate. I'm much more likely to like, do I even want to play McNeil at 7,800 if that game plays for Burnley when I got Man City options available to me? I think McNeil has a high floor, but not necessarily the best of ceilings. I just feel more comfortable paying up twice at forward rather than prioritizing a 9K midfielder.
Right. So I should say I agree with you on that construction. Yeah, I agree with everything you said. So my comment about KDB, that was I would play him over Ward-Prowse. So I wouldn't play Ward-Prowse, I guess. But I agree with that construction, and I just favor KDB over Ward-Prowse. But yeah, there's cheaper midfielders that are very very playable and not so much for cheaper forwards. So yeah, I think that's the construction. I guess though, maybe you want to play Ward-Prowse over De Bruyne. I can't do that, but it's not the worst.
So Kane 6,800, there is maybe a slight chance he gets rested just because he's gone a full 90 the last two. And then, you know, all these teams have two matches in 3 days. Sure, he's Harry Kane, but he did have an injury early in the season. So maybe Conte doesn't want to rush him. I'm just speaking in possibilities here. So you mentioned Chris Wood. It's almost like he's basically the one punt play that everyone's going to look at. Otherwise, there's not really any guys you want to consider in these lower ranges. I mean, it's like you're looking at Dele Alli, I guess. For some reason, he's up here as a forward, 4,800. Bergwijn, if he starts, 4,900.
Nathan Tella seems pretty okay.
Nathan Tella is a possibility. He has a problem committing fouls lately, which is hurting his floor a bit. But if this Everton match goes as planned here, and they end up starting 5 16-year-olds, which I don't know. According to Rafa Benitez, it seems like it's possible. We don't really know what the situation's going on. How popular do we think Chris Wood's going to be in cash games?
I mean, at 3,500, I mean, essentially, you're playing, depending on the construction that you make, the defender position is not very good on this slate. So it makes favored center backs more liable as a second defender punt. But if I had to ask you, would you rather play Chris Wood or Ruben Diaz? Like, why not play Chris Wood in a forward spot? And I know Ryan is at the forefront of the try to get as many points at defender as possible, since it's very hard to get that many points at defender. I think I'm more liable to try to if I need to punt, like the chances of a center back getting 12 points is quite low in comparison to a forward, right? If Chris Wood is plus 135, like to use that comparison. And Ruben Diaz, assuming he starts, who's at 3,500, is plus 1,000. Ruben Diaz's floor is actually higher than Chris Wood's because of the clean sheet bonus. So maybe Diaz as a floor has 4.5 points. But Wood's floor is like 1 point, but he has a 42% chance of getting 12. So like I'm much more likely to use Wood. If it was a utility spot and I had 3,500, I still choose Wood over a center back, or even, I mean, we'll talk about some cheaper midfielders like a Iwobi or Placetta for Norwich. Like those guys technically have higher floors, but like Wood is live to score 2 goals, especially against an Everton squad. Like Burnley's now the favorite in this game. Because Everton may be rolling out, either they're going to be rolling out academy players or they're going to be rolling out guys that aren't even fit. So, like, if there's any upside, like, imagine Chris Wood being 60% owned in cash and you not having him and he scores 2 goals, you're dead. Like, I don't think, I don't feel like in comparison to KDB, like, I'm more scared of the cheap guy that could kill me with upside than a high price guy that could kill me with upside. So assuming this game plays and Wood starts, assuming, I mean, look, they have Vidra at 7,300. Like, I mean, this is obviously a mistake. Chris Wood probably in this game should be 5,800, 6,000 in that range. So even though he has no floor, I don't see how you don't play him. And I think the same thing with Kane. Kane should be 9,200, but he's 6,800. So like, Wood plus Kane just sounds like a disaster waiting to happen. But from a value standpoint, their medians are high, but their ranges are very wide. It may be the type of slate where you play both of them, and they're probably going to be high owned. So why not? Like, I try to block upside and not floor. Like, if you told me right now James Ward-Prowse is going to be 60% owned in cash games, I have no problem fading that, right? Because he's high priced. Like, if you tell me that Ward-Prowse is going to be twice as popular as KDB or three times as popular as Mahrez, it's like, I'm not scared to, like, if I think that the construction is better with the Man City player, I'm just going to do that. But I'm not going to fade the if I knew Chris Wood was 80% owned, it's like, what do I gain when he gets a zero? Nothing by not having him, because I have a $3,500 garbage player with 4 points anyway. But I lose so much when Wood scores that, I mean, this is assuming the game plays, assuming that that's going to be the popular punt play. But from a value perspective, I think Kane and Wood are the two best values on the entire slate. It's just that their range of outcomes is just uncomfortably wide.
Yeah, I agree with all that. The one thing I just about Everton, so I mean, I'm looking at a couple different predicted lineups. I mean, I don't see any 16-year-olds. I don't see any academy of players. I mean,
some of these guys aren't fit. You have to realize some of these guys aren't fit. Like, Dominic Calvert-Lewin has not played since what?
Right. Okay. I'm not talking about Calvert-Lewin though, but Everton didn't even play midweek. So, you know, they have a midfield three of Gomez, Decore, Allen. That's normal, right? Gordon,
I don't know if you actually
center backs, all their defenders.
So Benitez had his press conference today where he said he only had 9 outfield players available. And like Calvert-Lewin, he's just getting back from injury, and he may have to start him just because he doesn't have anyone else. Like, we don't know. We basically don't know who is positive for COVID-19. So all these lineups are guesses. Like,
okay.
So any of these guys could have tested positive in the last week. Like, we just don't know, because they don't release these details. He said, I forget who Everton played last, but after that match, 5 new guys tested positive. So we don't know which
5 they are.
Okay. So like these projected 11s,
Well,
who knows who's playing really?
Yeah. So they have more guys out that we don't know about. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Chris Wood. Yeah. I mean, don't really have anything to add. It's way too cheap, and it's, you know, rare that Burnley are favorites and depleted Everton team. Yeah. I mean, you're blocking too, like Jordan said. I mean, it's not really going to hurt you, but it could only hurt you if you don't play him. So yeah, seems kind of like a no brainer. I mean, if that's going to be the popular punt.
Yeah. That's, I don't know. That seems like it for cash forwards really. I mean, these guys just seem to be mispriced, so they're going to be popular, and you know, you got your couple set piece takers in there. I guess we didn't really mention, so Jared Bowen here, there's a chance he starts at forward. He's 9,400, kind of expensive, but he's home against Southampton. There's a chance he starts at forward because Antonio tested positive for COVID-19 last week and doesn't seem like Cresswell's ready to start. So, you know, it seems like he's going to have the majority of set pieces there. 9,400 is, I feel like his value isn't that, especially if he plays as a central forward. Maybe, you know, that position evolves as the match goes along, but like, I don't think he's that much different than someone like Son Heung-min there.
No, I think he's dramatically different. I think we've seen Fornals take some set pieces. We've seen Lanzini take some set pieces. I prefer, like, tell me Bowen's playing centrally and I actually have less. I think of him less because, like, what is he going to do centrally? He's going to play as a false nine, touch the ball less. So at 9,400, like, I'd much rather, I mean, with Kane playing centrally, Son goes everywhere. So like Son is going to get like 5 times more touches than Bowen. Like, if Antonio's in, I would like Bowen, but I'm not, from a floor perspective, I'm not a big fan of this West Ham Southampton game. From a contrarian ceiling perspective, it's probably my favorite game on the entire slate. Because I think most of these guys don't. I mean, I think Ward-Prowse's ownership is going to be the lowest you'll see on a slate. He'll be owned, but he won't be majorly owned with the Man City guys in the same price ranges. And I don't see people playing Benrahma or Fornals or Lanzini or any of the defenders. Like even the Southampton defenders like Livermento and Walker Peters, Tella, Broja, Redmond. I look at this game and I go, who's being played? Like, and it's the closest game. Like Tottenham is enough of a favorite over Crystal Palace that I'm not clamoring to play Conor Gallagher or Wilf Zaha. Norwich are enough of a dog against Arsenal that I'm not like thrilled about playing like Pookie or Gilmore or someone like that, that I'm more likely to go to an even game and play West Ham, Southampton. And then like Burnley, Everton, pairing people up with Chris Wood. And like if Everton, we see this lineup comes out and we go, who are half these guys? I mean, so we may get guys that aren't even in the player pool in this game. Why aren't I stacking Burnley? Like, I think that Arsenal is the most overpriced team on the slate, which will make them contrarian. So if you want to play Lacazette or Saka or Martinelli, you want to do something like that, I think that's perfectly fine. But to me, I mean, what is his goal scoring odds? I mean, Bowen's not Antonio.
Well, the odds aren't going to be reflected as him playing as a central forward, I guess. I mean, like goal scoring odds. Yeah, but 9,400 for what? Dependent on
where Antonio is. Like Bowen, like if you told me Antonio was 9,400, what would you like? I'm removing a lot of his open play value, and I'm saying that Bowen may not have a set piece monopoly. He's playing centrally. Like what? He's a center forward that has a little bit of a floor. I mean,
okay. I'm in between the two of you. I think, you know, West Ham and Tottenham have the same win odds. West Ham actually have a higher implied total. Antonio Conte teams don't dominate. And especially this Tottenham team, you know, yeah, Son's in like a decent spot, but Bowen's in as good of a better spot with West Ham, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, he still has a floor with a few set pieces and multiple shots. Yeah, I don't know about, you know, playing as a number nine instead of on the wing. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I'd rather have him. You're right, probably on the wing in terms of a floor. But I think it's closer than you're making it out to be. Like Son has a monopoly. Yeah. But he's not like clearly better, at least in my opinion. He's better. He's a better option, but I think it's closer than you think.
But given the choice between, Bowen at 9,400 and any of the Man City players, I'll take the Man City player.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
At that price, if you told me Bowen was like 7,600, I'd be like, okay, now we can start fitting pieces in.
So you prefer Tottenham players over Manchester City players at the same price, but Manchester City players over West Ham players?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's only because Son has a monopoly of set pieces. I mean, just like I don't have to worry about anything with the Man City players. I got to worry who's coming in, who's coming up. Mahrez starts and plays 62 minutes. I mean, like. You don't know what the Gundogan starts with De Bruyne. Get good luck. Like they're all like Man City scores three goals and I don't know where they're coming from.
I will say, so these teams have two games in 3 days or two games in 4 days. So like in these instances, like you mentioned Mahrez, if he starts 62 minutes, like, do you think it's also possible like Pep or any of these managers, really, they're going to start their guys, go a full 90, and then the next match they completely rotate. Like Manchester City have the players that they can completely rotate, give these guys full 90s without, you know, making major substitutions. Of course that could happen,
but how are we going to know that? that's right, the point I'm making. I don't know. I don't know.
Son is clearly the safest. Clearly, yeah. Monopoly of set pieces. Bowen, you know, good chance he has minority, you know, of set pieces. So yeah, Son's clearly the safer option. And has just as much upside. I mean, yeah, I get it.
For so jumping into, I guess, the conversation here for midfield. So Ward-Prowse is 8,800, and we didn't like, you know, a ton of the Manchester City guys in cash, but Grealish is down there. He's at 8,000. You know, no set pieces, not the same as Villa, but like he still has a floor. It's not like a floor doesn't exist for Grealish here. So 8,000, like he's had a similar floor to Ward-Prowse in recent matches. He's cheaper and a bigger favorite. Is there any consideration for taking Grealish right there at 8,000?
I have no problem with Grealish whatsoever. I just don't, the Man City players, I'm just not prioritizing. I think they're all fine. I'm much more likely to figure out what I'm doing in the rest of my lineup first, and then where if they fit in, they fit in. But I think I'm on Ryan's side that, like, I think I prefer a Man City option than Ward-Prowse. But it's
like
not
Grealish.
Yeah, I think Grealish at 8,000 versus Ward-Prowse at 8,800 in the matchup that Man City have. Like, I have no problem with. But you still have to admit that Ward-Prowse at 8,800 is probably the similar to Sun, safer, right? But, like, I don't mind taking the Man City guys over him. It's just that at the forward position, you don't have as many options as you do in the midfield. Like, in midfield, you could select a lot of Man City players, but in the forward, it's like Foden, Mahrez, and you're done. Like, it's Sterling, I guess, if he's in. Like, I'd much rather fill a forward spot with a Man City player if I'm playing a Man City player. And then if the choice comes down to Ward-Prowse or a Man City player, that's where the do I take the safety? Do I take the upside? Like, what is that line? To me, that is the comparison. It's not a like, do you not play Man City because you don't like any of them? It's like, no, you may have a construction where you don't even need that. You're not playing an 8 to 9K midfielder. So you're not even you have Mahrez in your forward spot and you're just like, okay, now I'm playing 5K, 4K, 3K type of midfielders in both of your spots, and you're not even faced with that decision.
Yeah. So Chris Wood, 3,500, Will Hughes, 3,600. If you had to pick one, where are we going?
Well, Chris Wood fills a forward spot.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it depends on the rest of your lineup, but like if you were punting on, you know, 1-3K player, like who would you rather have for cash games? Like Wood has the upside, but Hughes.
Right. I mean, Hughes obviously has a higher floor. And if he's going to take a majority of set pieces without Milivojevic in the lineup, like then give me that. I mean, I'm not scared of Tottenham. It's not like Tottenham's going to have 70% possession. They don't play that way. So, yeah, but I mean, I'm more likely to use him in a midfield spot. Like, it really comes down to the construction of do you pay up twice at forward? And if you pay up twice at forward, you're gonna need some cheaper player that isn't Wood to fill a midfielder spot. And I think Will Hughes is there. Like, Plachetta is there at 3,000, splitting with Gilmore. I think I'm much more likely to play a Crystal Palace player than a Norwich player. I think that's perfectly fine. Maybe I have both in my line.
Okay,
maybe
so,
I would.
So the guys you're paying up for at forward, though, they're also midfield eligible. So
true, but I mean, but the main thing is that I need to fill forward spots.
Right, but I guess I'm just saying, like, for the decision of Wood or Hughes, I mean, you can probably switch that lineup around to fit whoever you want.
Right. Well, given the choice, I'm playing Hughes. If that's a utility spot question, but yeah. Like I still need to fill two forward spots. So if you're down to the decision between Wood and Hughes, that means you've already filled out another cheap midfielder and two expensive forwards. So like you've already put Hughes in your lineup to begin with, and now you're stuck in the utility spot and deciding between Wood and Iwobi. And Wood and Ruben Diaz, like you're stuck in that. And that's why I said before, like when I already have Hughes in my lineup and I'm still need a 3K, 4K level player, like do you do that at your defender spot or you do that at utility and choose between Wood and someone else?
Yeah.
Because in the mid-range and midfield is garbage.
You think so? I think there's a few. I think there's a
what
couple.
What about Lanzini here at 5,200?
I think Lanzini's playable.
He's playable, but he's
not. I mean, just listen, I'm not excited. Like,
would you rather play Westwood over Lanzini?
No, not anymore. Like, I'm turning the corner on Lanzini because, I mean, for this spot, just because majority of set pieces and penalty kicks and a good matchup. I think that's enough.
Are you talking about Lanzini?
Yeah, Lanzini.
He didn't take anything last game.
No. Who took them?
Fornals.
Bowen took two. Fornals took one. Benrahma took one. And Lanzini played 76 minutes.
Okay. Well, midweek he took most of them, and Bowen started, and
Fornals
did too. I'll check that real quick.
It seems like a mess, is what it seems like.
Yeah. Okay. So I shouldn't have said that, but set pieces. I don't know. Like, he's been taking at least half the sets. I guess he didn't that one game, but all the other games he did, right? I mean, from what I'm seeing, I don't know.
It may depend on position here, because he was technically on the left side as an attacking midfielder against Arsenal, no set pieces. And then his prior two starts, he was a central attacking midfielder, and that's where all his set pieces came from. So I don't know. It seems like it depends on his position. I don't know. It's
kind of weird. The only thing that I could give, I could say in favor of Ryan, is that if you're in this range, there's more upside in Lanzini's situation than in Westwood's situation, for instance. So, like, let's say it's a mess, right? We see Lanzini in the starting lineup, and it's like Bowen's playing up top, right? And you're like, Cresswell's not in. Fornals is still in, and you're sitting there going, I need a 5K level midfielder. Well, if you select Westwood, you kind of know what you're getting. You're getting about a 5K midfielder. If you put Gilmore in an underdog situation, he's okay. Like, he's just like, you're getting what you're getting. Lanzini, if he has no set pieces, it's still worth about 5,000. If he has a majority of set pieces, he's worth like 7,200. So, like, from an upside perspective, if you're given the choice, this is not the type of situation of, I got to jam Lanzini and see what the rest of my lineup looks like. But if you're using a construction where you need a 5K player, I'm much more likely to take the guy that has the upside. Like, we don't know, but if it goes his way, he's 2,000 underpriced. And I can't, like, Gilmore and Westwood will never be in those. Will never be. You could see no McNeil or anything. You go, oh, Westwood's on Monopoly of set pieces. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, but West Ham is in a better spot than Burnley is. And definitely better spot than Norwich is. We see, oh, no, there's no Plachetta, no Rijka. Gilmore has a monopoly of set pieces as the second biggest underdog to Arsenal. It's like, great, what's the upside there? Lanzini's on a favored home side. Like, if they end up with 12 set pieces and he takes 10 of them, like, he should be like 7,200. So, like, from that perspective, but right. Unless you're if you're thinking like that and you need a player in that range, sure. But, like, you would agree with me, Ryan, that in the situation that West Ham is in, not knowing, it's not like you're like, oh, let me plug in Lanzini first and then, like, build the rest of my lineup.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely not. And just so people know, West Ham played yesterday. Bowen did play the number 9 and took 2 corner kicks. Lanzini played on the left side of the left side of a front 3 and took 4 corners. So he took a majority yesterday and he's on pens. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Yeah. He might not take sets though. You're right. It's been back and forth.
But even if he doesn't at 5,200, I'm still comfortable with having him in my lineup.
Yeah, I agree. And I guess while we're in that range, what about Anthony Gordon? If this Everton game goes without Townsend, with or without Damari Gray, Gordon's been taking most of the set pieces, more attacking than Westwood. I mean, seems like a similar option to those guys. I mean, I don't know.
I was going to bring that up. So just as Everton lineup is kind of a mess to talk about, because Rafa Benitez even said, like, there's a chance, like, Dina has been in the doghouse, and there's a chance he moves back into the starting 11, which is, I assume, going to change Gordon's role on set pieces. But yeah, like if you said, if Dina's not in and Gordon is pretty much the guy for Everton, which he was last match, 5,100, we haven't really recommended anyone from Everton at this point. And you always have to recommend someone against Burnley because of the amount of opportunities they give up. So yeah, like he's possible. And
The lineup's very important for that one. Like you mentioned, if Dina and Townsend aren't in that lineup, I like Anthony Gordon. I mean, yeah, the Everton team might be depleted, but Burnley's still a good matchup. And Gordon has like a decent floor just from no set pieces. A better turn play than cash, but still.
He was good. He put when that draw against Chelsea, like he was, he's probably their best player on the field. I mean, he's kind of come out of nowhere and like he's, you know, almost a child still, but like if he's the guy in there.
No, I agree. I've been impressed most of the times that I've watched him play. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yeah, otherwise that's kind of it for midfielders. It's, you know, the cheap options, the high-end options, and as I think Jordan kind of mentioned it at the start here, the most expensive defender and maybe the biggest question is Joao Cancelo at 6,700. And, you know, he doesn't have set pieces, but he gets forward a ton. He has, multiple shots in his last five league starts. So, like, you know he's going to get forward. Manchester City, biggest favorite. But no set pieces, is he worth the 6,700?
I mean, Jordan can go, but absolute lock for me. I mean, very, very easy decision for me. Clearly the best defender. I think he should actually be a little more expensive. I was surprised to see only 6,700. Might not have sets, but still a high floor. As much open play upside as the Liverpool and Chelsea fullbacks now. Multiple shots in 9 of his last 10, at least 3 shots in 6 of his last 10. Tons of shots assisted, crosses too. And I mean, he has 3 goals and 7 assists already this season. I mean, yeah, Cancelo for me. I mean, I know there's arguments against it, but especially with the lack of other good defenders, he's a priority for me.
To me, it comes down to construction. I don't think he's a priority.
Yeah, I get it.
He's viable. I much rather, my first defender spot is going to be Lucas Dina if he starts.
Okay, yeah.
At 5,400, if he's going to have a set-piece monopoly, we don't know. Maybe he has COVID. Maybe he tests positive. Maybe who knows what happens with Everton. That game may not even play. But the fact that if Dean is in the lineup, like, they're in desperate, like, who else is going to be the fulcrum of, like, who's going to take everything? Playing Burnley, they're going to have to cross a ton. Because obviously, when they're playing some haphazard starting 11, that half the players may not have even played again with each other, they're going to resort to much more direct attacks.
No, I agree.
A lot of wings, a lot of crosses, and if he's like, if he's in, I view Dina as a much higher priority than Cancelo.
Yeah, I gotta say, my Cancelo spiel assumed no Dean, But like, you're right. If he's back in there, yeah, that's especially for cash games. That's where you got to go when he's gonna have a majority of set pieces. Yeah, I agree.
And then once you plug in Dean into the lineup, depending on how you construct the rest of your squad, you don't have 6,700 for a second defender. I mean, like. That's really where it comes down to, like, are you even in the range of even playing a guy in any position at that salary price? So let's say you were to play Son, Mahrez, KDB, like, and Dina. Like, there's no way to get a $6,700 player in that lineup. You're,
right. I agree. Right? My, so like,
Cancelo's there. He's an option, but I think he's more of an option in Kane. In Wooden or Kane lineups, or lineups where you're playing, not playing KDB, and you're playing like Lanzini plus Will Hughes, and then you're playing Dina and Cancelo in your you're gonna have to not play one of these 9K kind of players, and that's where to go back to the early part of the conversation. I'd much more rather fill in those 9K level players at the forward position. Right, because you have Lanzini, you have Anthony Gordon if he's in, you have Westwood or some, you know, you have guys in that range that you don't need an 8 to 9K midfielder, but like at the forward position, it's pretty scarce. So I'm much more likely to prioritize spending the money at the forward position, which leaves me with Dean plus something else at defender, like, and then going down and playing a Southampton fullback. Or playing even like a Koufal, or, you know, you save some money somewhere at defender just to fit that in. I don't know if that's optimal, but, you know, yeah, sure. If we had all the salary in the world, give me Joe Cancelo. It just really comes down to what are you doing at forward and midfielder? Ryan, would you rather have a Cancelo? Let's say there's no Dean. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Would you rather, if given the choice, would you rather have Cancelo in a defender spot or De Bruyne in a midfield spot? Like, you could only have one or the other.
Yeah, probably De Bruyne. I don't know. I think I need more information. I mean, if there's no Dean, my argument is more that I want to pay for the best defender on the slate. If Dean's not in there, I think there's a gap between Cancelo and the rest where I think there's an edge there. I think you can make up points there and you have like a ceiling with Cancelo to just you instantly cash if he, you know, scores or assists. But yeah, I mean, if Dean's in there, then no, yeah, I wouldn't play both of them. I want to have the best one for sure, whether it's
right, Dean. I mean, you can't. But Ryan, you can't play both of them, and just you can't play both of them with a 9K midfielder.
Right. Yeah. No, I wouldn't. Yeah. So if I'd rather have like, no, I wouldn't play. Right. I wouldn't play both of them, I guess. No, I'd play.
Who are the other, like, outside of Cancelo and Dina, like who's really worth, like, the question comes in. I know I mentioned like Koufal and Livramento. Do you think any of these guys are worth paying that I shouldn't just go all the way down and just like, Give me Ruben Diaz. It's 3,500. Give me, you know, whoever happens to be in for Man City center backs or, you know, something like that.
No, yeah, no, I don't. I agree with you. I was trying to force somebody and I can't really find one that's worth it. No, I mean, you can make an argument for the Arsenal left back, but nah, they're expensive and yeah, no, I agree. It's not worth it. Ruben Diaz seems pretty good.
No consideration here. Like you said, the left back, Tierney, Reguilón, Zinchenko, those guys out of the picture just because of price.
Yeah, it's close. Like, I would want one of them, but I don't know if you'll have the salary. So yeah, I think just because of price. They're decent options though. But yeah,
I know what second defender Adam wants in.
No, who is it?
It's going to be Craig Dawson, right?
Wait, how
Bowen
did you know?
Plus Dawson, plus Bowen, CD Dawson, right? You got to get that center back. It's either Dawson or Ben Gibson. It's going to be one of those guys. Well, what's your center back du jour of this slate?
It's Craig Dawson. I have it written down.
Okay, so I was right.
Nice.
All right, so Craig Dawson, he's 2,900. My thought is people are going to – will rather go to Issa Diop, who's 2,700. So you
I
get
don't think
the,
people
get the,
would rather go to either of them. I think
you get the extra pivot, though. So, you know, Dawson's going to be 1% less owned than Diop. But
oh, okay. So that.
So I wrote down
it's
some
a
numbers.
Contrarian play on the contrarian play. Oh, okay.
Well, you know, you got West Ham as a favorite. If you got Lenzini and Bowen in there, you got that duo as well. So Dawson has scored multiple goals in his last five Premier League seasons. I think that's kind of everything you need to know. He's got plus 700 odds to score. I mean, who's that even with who'd I see down here? Goodmanson, Placeta, your guy, Tella's down there, Hojbjerg, Rodri, like plus 700's fine for pretty good for a center back. Had a shot on target last meeting. You know he's gonna be hungry for goals on Boxing Day, home match. I like West Ham in this match, so I feel good with Dawson here.
Yeah, you know, he's not that much different than Ruben Diaz. West Ham have 31% clean sheet odds. City have 48%. Yeah, there's a difference, but there's also
there's
a $600.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, it's a difference, but like there's also a $600 salary difference. I don't know. I'm just saying a home center back for under 3K that can score goals is always in play for me.
How many I was going to ask how many set piece goals does Manchester City score? Or I feel like a lot of their goals are more from open play. I don't know. It just seems like – but they score so many goals, so maybe it just doesn't
– they score some set piece goals. Laporte has had a couple recently. Stones got a couple last year. Diaz got one just last week. Ake has scored a couple. They do score
right.
them.
Yeah. I still like the the price difference there, 600. Sure, Diaz and Laporte, those guys will be maybe they'll be more expensive if people spend down. But I don't think it's a major difference for the West Ham guys though, especially at home. But goalkeeper, just going into the goal odds here. Ederson 5,900, but the thing is he's going against a Leicester team that seems to score at least one goal every match. You guys have a preference here. The lowest scoring match is Everton and Burnley, at least for the implied total. If that match gets postponed, then that's another story. But do we have a favorite here?
I think you play one of two goalkeepers in cash. You're either going up and playing Ederson, because clean sheet odds for Man City, 48%. Arsenal's 45%. But Man City's win odds are 80% versus 67%. So that's not worth the 200 in difference between Ederson and Ramsdale. Like Ederson on this slate probably should be 6,400, 6,300, something like that. And if you're going to pay down, you're probably playing Tim Krul, right? The cheapest, he's the home underdog goalkeeper. Arsenal is overpriced. You're probably not going to have any Arsenal players in your lineup. So it's kind of like not negative correlation if you had to choose between the two. But as always, it's goalkeeper. It's going to be the most important thing on the entire slate, and it's not predictive whatsoever.
I agree with that. Ederson or Krul. I like Ederson. Just like about this match specifically, City shut Leicester out earlier in the season. Leicester also lost a heartbreaker yesterday to Liverpool. City rested. That City didn't have a match. So I think it's a tough spot for Leicester. They played all their guys yesterday. They lost in penalties. I like Ederson, but you're right. It's goalkeeper.
Yeah, I like Krul though. That one makes sense. I know Arsenal are the second biggest favorite here, but I can't remember the last time. Well, maybe I can, but just it seems like Arsenal seem to disappoint when you think they're actually going to win. And this, you know, Boxing Day, big home match for Norwich to bounce back here, just seems like a spot where Arsenal are going to let down and struggle to score. Actually, I feel like they played pretty recently. And Arsenal won 1-0, if I remember correctly. It was a pretty – Arsenal had a ton of chances, and Krul probably had a good match, but –
As an Arsenal fan, I'm surprised at I'm surprised at how well they've been playing recently, creating a lot of chances. And you know, I've tried to fade them in spots based on everything you just said, like normal letdowns. But yeah, I don't know. They've been better. They're on a nice little run. But I agree. Cruel at home is still like, I still don't trust Arsenal. But I mean, every time I've tried not to trust Arsenal, they still come out and do it.
Yeah, Cruel had 5 saves in the 1-0 loss against Arsenal a few months ago. But yeah, it seems like ever since Martinelli came into the lineup, they've been a bit more consistent, and that's why he's 10.7K. So is that, do we just convince everyone to use Martinelli here at 10.7K? Is that what we're doing?
Crazy to see Martinelli as the most expensive player on the slate. I mean, yeah, crazy. Good tournament play, though. He's been taking most of the corners and 3 goals in his last 2 games.
Yeah, so good luck with that. Maybe I will do a lineup with Martinelli. Maybe the Arsenal-West Ham stack, that'll do the trick, and hope Manchester City don't score. That seems like a losing strategy, but...
Right, you play Ben White with Craig Dawson. Nothing could go wrong.
Whoa, what? No, Issa Diop. Ben White's on... Oh, okay, you're talking...
Because right, you're playing the RC, you're playing it. The 2 center
back. The double center back, okay.
Right.
All right, yeah, that's a good strategy, too. All right, got anything else?
I don't think so.
Right, hopefully all the game, that this may be tomorrow, you'll be, oh, people listen, 3 of the games are canceled, who knows?
Yeah, and if that happens, we'll be back for a Christmas Day show, so see you everyone then. No, I'm just kidding, we will not be back. This is our show for Boxing Day, but that's right now we got 5 matches for Boxing Day. Thanks for listening. Like and subscribe on YouTube or wherever you're listening. If you're listening on a podcast, and rotowire.com/soccertrial. You can get everything there. Free 10-day trial, no credit card required. You can find us in Discord. We'll be in there. Well, we'll try and be in there. It's going to be maybe less busy over the holidays. We'll see what happens. But I know Jordan and Ryan will definitely be there in Christmas and talking soccer. All right. Maybe I'll be in there. We'll see what happens. But I think that's it. That's all we got for today. Ryan, Jordan, thanks for joining me. Happy holidays, everyone. We will see people back, I don't know, within the next week. We'll see.
Thanks, guys.